live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojurusa District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the cherry tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and variety food, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is mainly found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cau, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridabella. Thank you for listening.
Si cakrawala di hatiku melihat dua indah bola mata di pasu. Relaksasi bergetaran, ku inginkan dirimu jadi insan permata di hatiku. Tak perlu kau bicara, dewa dewi asmara bersatu untuk kau dan aku. Meskipun bintang tak terbenam, terang pun terasa dalam. Ku tak setia padamu kasih. Ingin selalu ada dekatmu, tak ingin waktu terasa cepat berlalu. Bagi apa saja kecewa, tinggallah dan beribu penanda kasih. Nanti sejuta warna pelangi cinta bersama. Berkata, ku inginkan dirimu jadi insan bermata di hatiku. Tak perlu kau bicara, dewa dewi asmara bersatu untuk kau dan aku. Janjiku, ku kan setia bersamamu kasih. Kisahmu yang kini yang selalu ada dekatmu. Tapi waktu terasa cepat berlalu, lagi apa saja kecewa. Tinggalan yang baru benar-benar kasih, hanya sejuta warna pelangi cinta bersama. Tertawa, keadaan peduli apapun kata mereka.
Yeah.
is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Pasuruan Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the past experiences there. The features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300 meter sea fern forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. If you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
VOA listeners, if you are now familiar with my playlist, of course I've been playing you my favorite songs from Indonesian artists, and one of them is actually a jazz pop musician, and his name is Ardhito Pramono, if you're familiar with him. I believe if you're Indonesian, you're familiar with Ardhito Pramono because he creates music, but also he is an actor. He plays in several movies, and some people rather have opinion that he is good looking. So he has a lot of people that loved him. And of course, I will play you a song from Ardhito Pramono after the jingle of Wonderful Indonesia.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. Paradise, what a wonderful place. I have been
girl again. I kissed that girl again. But suddenly it must come to an end. Stop smiling, you know you're so annoying. Your cheeks, your lips, your hips, oh it's so tempting. If she really finds that I'll be down there walking. Your eyes are blue, so good to be true. I just can't stop thinking about you. Oh, though we are far apart, you are still my best bud. So here we go again, I've fallen in love again. Please don't tell that we're gonna be a friend. Your love is sweet as honey in the spring. Romantic places, you'll be the queen. This time love, you were always in my dream. Suddenly, it must come to an end. Stop smiling, you know you're so annoying. Your cheeks, your lips, your hips, how it's so tempting. If she really finds out, I'll be down there walking. If she really finds out, I'll be down there walking. If she really finds out, I'll be down there walking. If she really finds out, I'll be down there walking. I'm just a fan living my fantasy, falling in love with a girl I can't see. Fly miles away with all my dignity, saving all my fireworks. Will you ever notice me? Will you ever notice me?
Is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Pasuruan Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the past experiences there. The features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. We Visitors who come to Alon will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fern forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. If you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experience by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Setelah lewati semua yang terjadi, mengapa kau masih berbesar hati? Sifatku, salahku, perkataan dan tingkah laku, mengapa kau masih di sampingku? Apa yang ku gagal sehabisan malam tanpa perlu alasan, aku kau maafkan. Tari-tari ku pernah masih tak kutemukan pada yang lebih menawan, dari bintang di awan sampai laut terdalam, tiada yang mengagumkan. Tak beranjak lari tinggalkan ku di saat semuanya pergi. Hey. Tari-tari ku pernah bikin tak kutemukan hati yang lebih menawan. Sifatku, salahku, perkataan dan tingkah laku, mengapa kau masih di sampingku? Apa yang ku gagal sehabisan malam tanpa perlu alasan, aku kau maafkan. Dari-dari ku pernah masih tak ketemukan pada yang lebih menawan, dari bintang di awan sampai laut terdalam, tiada ada yang meragukan. Tak beranjak lari tinggalkan ku di saat semuanya pergi. Hey. Dari-dari ku pernah yakin tak kutemukan hati yang lebih menawan. Tak mudah tu mengerti, tak mudah menahan hati, tapi kau malah memilih di sini dan seperti janji. Dari-dari ku pernah masih tak kutemukan pada yang lebih menawan, dari bintang di awan sampai laut terdalam, tiada ada yang mengagumkan. Tak beranjak lagi tinggalkan ku dan semuanya pergi. Dari tadi ku pandang yakin tak kutemukan manusia paling ku sayang. Oh, 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 oh
terasa di kehidupanmu. Terus berjalan meski tanpa tujuan, masihkah hatiku ada di hatimu? Meski kita tak bercinta lagi, akankah tercipta kembali seindah saat kau sedekat nanti? Semerbak melati, sehangat mentari. Meski kita tak bercinta lagi, malam semakin lalu, tercipta sejuta lamunan. Kini rindu kian menyiksa. Samudra, walau raga kian terpisah, namun hati takkan pernah berdusta. Rinduku rindu tak terbendung lagi, meski kita tak bercinta lagi.
Kasuami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make cassava meat, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One cassava meat is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 cassava meats. Kaswami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kaswami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kaswami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kaswami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Ketika hati ini bertanya.
Made Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Sudah tak kulihat kau yang dulu ku mau.
people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Tobalé. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Batavis music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high weight of musicality. Tribute songs of Kasapi musical melody, which is played by Martoki Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before the new modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instruments is Kasapi. Kasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as kurdufan. In principle, Kasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Kasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Tobalé. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Kasapi crafters are a little hard to be found, because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinary elder people, and the skills of making Kasapi is passed down to their offsprings. Kasapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Kasapi Ende and Kasapi Doa. Kasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Kasapi ensemble. Meanwhile, Kasapi Dua has the same principle with Hasapi ending. However, in the playing, Hasapi Dua acts as the career of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Dua is a little bit bigger than Hasapi ending. It wants a harahap as Hasapi musicians' views. Hasapi has its own technique to
Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony systems which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as dance court music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music streams, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, in a word, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a feather material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before a review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strings with Batakis musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardangan Nau.
Wait, I am.